table tonight. Let's feast and die on God's word now. Hallelujah. Whew. Hallelujah. I can only imagine. It's going to be a great day. You know that final trumpet's going to sound one day? That great trumpet blast, that grand tekiah, the blast of all trumpets. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I remember back when the Lord first put this trumpet in my hands. I fought it. I didn't want anything to do with it. I said, God, why can't I just lay my hands on people and anoint them like everybody else does? He says, son, because I didn't tell you to do it that way. I told you to do it this way. I'm so glad I obeyed. The shofar, you find it as a trumpet over 70 times throughout the Word of God. This big one in my hands is called a Yemenite. It comes from an African kudu. Interesting thing, that word in the plural form means kudos, which means to bring glory to. This is a glory horn, a horn for glorifying God. Glory. The smaller one is a ram's horn. It has a different kind of sound. It's like the cry of the Father's heart. It's like the cry of the Father's heart for those that are lost. Is it okay if God has his way here tonight? Are you open for whatever God wants? Even if it goes against what you might think? I want what God wants, folks. That's all I want. I want to obey God more than anything in my life. The blessings of God follow them that obey. Scripture says in Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 20, in what place, therefore, you hear the sound of the shofar, resort ye thither unto us. Our God shall fight for us. That's a promise of the Word of God. Do you want him to fight for you tonight? I want him to fight for me tonight. Thank you, Lord. We're going to do it God's way. We got any shofarims in the house tonight? That's shofar blowers. We got any shofar blowers in the house tonight? Come on up front right now. In the place where the shofar is sounded, my God will fight for me. Come on. We ain't got all night. Shofar blowers. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Woo. Okay, it's time to switch directions and follow the Lord. How many of you remember the story about Jericho? The walls of Jericho. Well, there's walls all around us. There's walls in the cities. There's walls in our lives. And God said it's time to bring them down. It's time to bring them down. You hear me? In Joshua chapter 6, verse 1, now Jericho was straitly shut up because the children of Israel, none went out and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given unto thine hand Jericho. Church, God has given us the nations. God has given us your city. God has, get a hold of that. He's given us your city. Your city belongs to you. It belongs to Jesus.
And I have given unto thy hand your city, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. And you shall compass the city, all you men of war, and go round it about the city once. Thou shalt do this 6 days, and 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram horns. Listen to me. God's a very specific God. When God speaks to you and he tells you to do something, you don't do it halfway. You don't do it partway. You do it exactly the way he says to do it. If he says 5 times, you do it 5. If he says 9, you would do it 9. But you don't stop in between, and you don't add nothing to it. Do you hear me tonight? God wants an obedient army. He wants an army that does exactly what he says to do at the moment that he says to do it. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day you shall compass the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the walls of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up, every man straight before him. Now listen what it says in verse 20. So the people shouted when the priests blew the trumpets, and it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the shofar, the trumpet, and when the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took. Are you ready to take the city tonight? Are you ready to take your city tonight? Cry out the name of your city to Jesus right now. Say, I'm taking it. I'm taking it. I'm taking it. Devil, get out of the way. Devil, get out of the way. The walls are coming down. 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 Okay. Shofar blowers, get ready. It's going to be a long blast. Now, we got some shouters out there. We got the shofars up here. The rest of you need to arise to your feet, and you need to let a shout of victory come out of your belly, and you need to let that shout just keep coming, and let it keep coming until the walls come down flat. Okay, shofar reams, let's go. Hallelujah. Jesus.